Good morning, hello, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Arek Skuza, and for over 9 years, I have been working as an AI strategy consultant and AI business process automation consultant. I professionally solve business problems using artificial intelligence and automation, but also leverage data monetization, especially when customers want to transform their companies and they are not sure where to go and how to start. So data monetization helped me to put them on the right track. I'm fascinated by data monetization and AI because I want companies to become modern and efficient and people to be able to realize their full potential by using artificial intelligence as a collaborator. I think and I believe a future-oriented company manager is someone who uses data monetization and AI to allow teams to enjoy their work, utilize individual potential, and give more people more free time for creative and developmental tasks. If you want to learn how to be a modern company leader, I invite you to my podcast. This is the place to be. Today, I would love to elaborate more about transforming information into revenue streams, which is basically a goal of data monetization. Data enthusiasm and everybody that is in AI data space, welcome to another episode where I want to jump into the ever-evolving world of information. Today, we are tackling a lot of different strategies around the world to make sure that AI works for us and bring attention to our business and find a real use case. I want to talk today about data monetization, super hot topic currently in my business and in my business environment. Yes, that's right. I'm exploring how businesses are turning their data into valuable assets, generating new revenue streams and gaining a competitive edge. And today I want to give you a quick review of couple approaches. I don't want to use the word strategy because data monetization is a whole thing as a strategy, data monetization strategy. It's more like tactical things, something that you can take and do. Those who know my podcast, you guys know that I am very into use case, down to the earth examples of artificial intelligence and data science implementation. I don't talk about future. I'm not a futurologist or an inspiring speaker in terms of, hey, do this 6 points and you will be successful. This is a podcast when you see like really down to the earth examples. And today I want to give you easy to trigger, maybe not always easy to complete, but a very transparent way to monetize your data. In my segment one of this podcast, I want to tell you about data from insight to income. I believe gone are the days when data was just an afterthought. Today, it's a strategic goldmine. But like every goldmine, it doesn't monetize itself automatically. We need to put that effort into that. We need to make sure that that's what we're going to monetize will actually give us a value. So I prefer to tell you that this is more like unlocking the value because in unlocking, there is a work. If we say like data, it's a new oil, that automatically puts us in the front of gas station and people pumping up gas, so makes us rich. In this case, data is more an asset. It's a goldmine and an asset. It needs to be processed to be useful for people. And in these terms is similar to oil that is sitting at the bottom of the earth. Anyway, imagine this. Every click, every purchase, and every transaction you have online generates data. Every customer product pick out of the shelf generates data. Businesses that collect and analyze this data effectively can uncover hidden patterns. That's the first thing. Look for the patterns. The patterns itself are a product. I think patterns are the product. If you find a pattern, you can easily monetize that. Check this out. If you see a pattern that people after work go to gym, you can monetize that pattern. And that pattern was already monetized by the huge gym companies around the world like Crush and Gold Gym. And they release different packages for people after work, different set of combinations of exercises and other things. But data is different because in data, the pattern is slightly more difficult to be find out and define. But if you have data, you can run, like for instance, reinforcement learning algorithms, or go to Hugging Face and give your data to models, and that models on Hugging Face platform will give you a pattern, and you can try to monetize that pattern. One of the very obvious patterns that Amazon is monetizing right now, it's repeatable purchases. Repeatable purchases were very popular when it comes to, for instance, pet food, because it's pretty much more predictable when the pet food is going to be gone and you need a new bag of the food for your cat or dog. But when it comes to juice in the fridge, milk, cereal, things like that, I can like fluctuate because of the time of the year, because of the time of the day and things like that. But if you have enough patterns, you can even predict when I need the next t-shirt. And Amazon is already doing, by the way, launching today Rufus AI, its new shopping assistant that helps you to even exploit the patterns more. So look for the patterns. That patterns itself wrapped up to the in the services can be a data monetization ground for you. Second, predict customer behavior. If you have a data, you can sell predictions. Wait a minute. If you know when my iPhone is going to be broke, on when if it's going to be stolen, you can send me a new one before that accident happened. And that is actually already done by Verizon. They will ship you a smartphone before your smartphone battery will die on things like that. So that's another thing. Predict customer behavior. And the third one is deliver personalized experience. By personalized experience, I'm not saying like if you purchase that pair of Nike, now you have to purchase another pair of Nike. No, I'm thinking about something different. If I'm using an iPhone and gimbal and then GoPro Black, the extreme shooting camera, if you know that I'm owning those devices, you will probably guess that the video shooting course or like a trip to nice place to shoot my net video will be the product or service I want to buy. That's personalized experience. So all of that in turn leads to increased sales, improved loyalty, and ultimately more revenue. The most I like of them all is loyalty. Because if I can find patterns and if you can conduct the pattern easier for me, I will love you. Imagine this, every morning when I get up, I go to jog, I set up my meditation timer, I prepare the breakfast and I make a coffee. If you can automate that pattern for me, for instance, you can start making a coffee when I'm approaching my home, or you can start making that milkshake when I'm just almost done with my run, and in the morning, the alarm clock can just trigger the alarm when I need to get up and go for a run. All of that combined together, it's monetizing my pattern. If you want to monetize the pattern, it's basically that's what you want to do. That will give you a loyalty. I will love your brand. I will love your product. And because of that, I will start giving you more money, more attention, and more traffic. By the way, guys, if you want to find more materials like that, go to rxcuza.com, rxcuza.com, and there's a newsletter. Hit that button and you will get the newsletter every week, Monday, with free ebooks and other stuff about AI. Coming back to this podcast, think about Spotify. They leverage user listening habits to curate personalized playlists, recommend new artists, and even target relevant ads. Look how the habit changed. It used to be like, I was a fan of Guns N' Roses, Metallica, and other like Run DMC. I was collecting discs, and that was like my understanding of the music. Currently, when I'm listening to Apple Music, I sometimes discover new artists. I don't remember their name. That's because they learn the pattern, and that pattern give them recommendations they are selling to me, and I pay monthly subscription. The best example of how you can monetize the pattern. Segment two of my podcast today is proprietary power, owning your data, your own data advantage. What I mean by that? But not all data is created equal. Proprietary data, unique to your business, holds the key to unlocking true competitive advantage. One of my customers asked me this question. Hey, Arek, we do projects for other customers. how we can actually monetize data out of these projects. Well, I remember a Slack example. The founder of Slack discovered Slack as a side effect. He was building a gaming company and suddenly he came up with this new project management tool called Slack, which became the billion-dollar company. He monetized that in a different way. So I'm talking to my customers and saying, obviously, your proprietary data gives you a unique advantage. This could be customer demographics, purchase history, website usage patterns, call phone patterns, conversation patterns, your proposal acceptance patterns. All of that is data points and data collections. By understanding that unique data insight, you can tailor your offering, predict market trends, predict net meeting agenda, and things like that. Imagine this. If you can download your past conversation with the specific customer, anonymize them and upload them to Bard or Perplexity or Google Gemini, you will see a pattern. If you upload the questions of your customer that the customer asked, you will find a pattern. So you can predict the next meeting, monetize that in a different way. So I want to give you actually an example also that is helping you out. One of my customer was looking for a pattern that was make it difficult to buy something on the e-commerce platform. What was the difficulty? The difficulty belongs to the single man pushing that little cart with a kid and was not able to snap a picture of something she likes when commuting on public transportation. Imagine this. You are on a bus in a big city and you see a beautiful pair of Nike wearing by one guy. You want to start the picture, shut the picture, and then send that picture to Nike to recognize them because you want to exactly the same pair of shoes. The person with one hand available, like single man pushing a car, cannot do it. There are other situations you cannot do it when you're shopping, when you're actually a person with disabilities, and other examples. That pattern was monetized by launching the photo recognition feature in the app and uploading the images of your gallery to the app. I know today it's something we have everywhere. Everywhere we have pictures on Amazon and other services, but 10 years ago, that was a really breakthrough innovation that helps to monetize that traffic by giving these people a simple reason to put that basket on the e-commerce, fill up this cart, and purchase those items. So what are the three steps of the monetization journey you can take today? How do you turn your data stash into cash? I would say, well, it's not magic, but that requires a strategic approach. And first one is data. First thing, you need data. And everybody is talking about data. What I mean by need data? You need to have a data that is properly structured, unified across your company, the same format. Hold it in one spot. It doesn't have to be one spot physically. It can be a cloud like AWS, Google, whatever you guys pick up, or Azure. And then you need to have that data at the proper velocity and update it properly. So give me an example. If you're a company that is updating a data once a week, but one of your data provider, let's say a store from India, it's uploading twice a week, you are going to have a miscommunication and desynchronization. So you don't want that. That's what I mean by high quality data. Invest in the data management tools and assure that data quality is in place. Remember, unified format across the company, velocity of data is good enough, and synchronization with the data points, it's also in place going properly, so you can have always up-to-date, well-structured, unified data. Then you need insight. This is the most tricky part, insight. Would you like to buy information about how you will die in the future so you can protect that disease or something that happened? Obviously, you want that. So imagine the insight working like that. You want to understand your customers so much that you know what they want. If you're a company that sells beverages online and that beverages are sold in the different situations for birthday, for office parties, for Christmas parties, you can actually give information to the beverage vendors, suppliers, And they can even rebrand that bottle of Coke or bottle of whiskey, whatever it is, and make sure that that fits the specific scenario, like office party, like birthday party, or whatever it is. So that insight is valuable for these vendors, because if they brand it properly, they will sell more beverages. I'm talking about insight like that. If you figure out which insight is important for your customers, then you can start delivering that. Don't just collect data then analyze it. Look for patterns, trends, correlations that can unfold valuable insight about your customers and their business. Let me give you an example. If you are a CPA person and you need to analyze Microsoft Excel for a long time, if I can find the automation tools for you and drop them to you as a monthly package of the learning expertise, you actually will purchase that from me, because that's an insight for you. So you want to automate your work, which means you save more time and you will remove tedious tasks. So that's what I mean by insight. And then actions. If you have a data and you understand the insight, you can now conduct actions. Use your insight to develop targeted marketing campaigns, personalized product and service offerings, or even create entirely new data-driven services. For instance, if I work as a B2B business, when there's a lot of meetings with 10 of customers that are asking me how to shape the infrastructure for AI, if I record that meetings, anonymize them, look for patterns, I can publish a report for the industry, which will show how people talk about AI needs. That will give everybody, including LinkedIn and other platforms, a great foundation for carrying out the conversation. So that's what I want to mention here as another example of action. So another segment of this podcast, putting data to work. Data monetization isn't just a theoretical concept. Businesses across industries are harnessing its power to, first, improve products. Imagine using customer feedback data to constantly refine your product's offering, ensuring they move evolving needs and preferences. One of the best examples is a Monkey Learn platform that I mentioned a lot in my podcast. Monkey Learn lets you to analyze sentiment and see if a category of electronics, if people are talking about you positively, and then in a baby food, they are actually criticizing you. Improve that, give them a snapshot of this, tell them which products are not good for their babies and they will love you. That's data monetization. Enhance customer experience, second strategy. Analyze website behavior to personalize user journeys, pretty obvious, but recommend relevant products and provide exceptional customer service. Be first. Before I hit that return button on Amazon, give me a chat message saying, hey, we'll see. We want to check if you are happy with the product. Tell us if you're happy. If not, give us a shout so we'll help you to exchange it or give you money back. Don't wait for me. Just anticipate the situation. And the third, train AI models. Feed your data into AI algorithms. And there is a separate episode in my podcast here about where you can go and find AI models ready to go. And build intelligent systems that automate tasks, predict future trends, and make data-driven decisions. Please remember, with tools like Hugging Face, LM Studio, it's easy. You can get those AI models running for you on your personal computer without internet access. So you are proper 100% covered when it comes to privacy policy. Okay, and now the last module on this podcast today. A little bit of the conclusion. Data is not longer just an asset. It's the fuel that drives business growth in this age. Please remember, first of all, you need to make sure that you keep reading patterns, predict customer behavior, and deliver personalized experiences. Second, your proprietary power of data is not repeatable. Nobody can really copy it. It's unique for your situation. Use it. Then, data, insight, and actions. That's a clear strategy how to monetize your data. And at the end, I want to say that by embracing data monetization strategies, you will unlock new revenue streams, gain a competitive advantage, and deliver a lot of exceptional value, because you have a constant feedback, you understand the insight, and you look for patterns, you predict, and that's very important. Thank you so much. Don't forget to subscribe for more insightful discussion here. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, wherever you're listening that on Apple, Spotify, on YouTube. If you see a space for improvement, shoot me a message. I'm happy to help. I am a consultant. A feedback is what I breathe in and breathe out. I need that to get my work done at the better level. Thank you so much. Enjoy your day. Good night, good afternoon, good morning, and bye-bye.